so much wood crapping.
It's so pretty.
Which wood crapping?
Oh, my little
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie. How's it going?
Great. Our agent's in town, so we got a fancy dinner last night and I'm still smarting. I woke up like, oh yeah. I ate some lobster, guys. I was just telling Bueller. It's like, yeah, I ate some lobster. What'd you do last night? Nothing. That's right, sucker. So that was really fun. Also, we're getting ready for the Crappy Awards, which are this Friday. Are you guys so happy? Because we're telling you every single day, but they are finally here. It's Friday night, the 27th in Hollywood at the Fonda Theater. I think there's like 7 tickets left. There's 7 tickets. You can do it, people. I know. So, we're doing that. And also, it's being live streamed. When you buy those live streaming tickets, that lasts for 2 weeks. So if you can't make it Friday night or if you're on a different time zone or whatever, don't worry. You can still watch it. Okay? It's going to be great. So go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, if you want ad-free listening, traders bonus episodes, or the newsletter. Well, the newsletter's free, but still, all of that, you sign up for that over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Yeah.
And today is Sommerhausen, season 10, episode 4.
Yes. Oh, the trials and tribulations of these people in the Hamptons. Well, guess what? It's Sunday. It's July 13th. And if you thought it's like 10 a.m., you're wrong. If you thought it was 10 to 10, you're wrong. If you thought it was 5 to 10, you're wrong. Because guess what? It's 9:54 a.m. and people are waking up.
Yeah. So we go to Bailey and Levi and they're in bed. And they're talking about how nasty the downstairs is. And we go to the kitchen to see how nasty it is. It is. And West is going to be a big boy today, guys. And he's going to make a casserole. Watch out.
Yeah, this was a twist. West deciding to make a casserole. It was a big old Midwestern casserole. Eggs. We don't even know what's happening. In fact, honestly, when like Carl's like, oh, you're making a casserole, I was like, what is he talking about? West is going to cook something. There's going to be a casserole. What is it? But it winds up being a very cheesy, eggy casserole for everyone to enjoy. And
did not see that
I couldn't
coming.
Tell. Did it look, what'd you say?
Didn't see it coming.
Did not see that coming. Did that look like a good casserole to you or a bad casserole?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a casserole queen. It looked maybe too thick, but I suspect it will be eggy on the inside because it came out in clumps instead of like a cake. I mean, not that it's supposed to be like a cake, but I like when it'll come out in a full square. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this
right.
came out very like liquidy-ish. And they also didn't really respect it. They kind of slopped it all over their plates. And someone even said, this is like prison slop, you know, which no man wants to hear. You know, that was a big step for West making anything, really. Have we ever seen that?
No, I think that basically his mom gave him a recipe and he was like, I'm going to do this. This will endear me to America and to the house and I'll be amazing. But what he did not account for clearly is that if you're going to bake a whole big thing and you're baking the eggs in there, it's going to take a long time to bake because baking eggs takes way longer than it does to make them in a pan.
Sure
and
does.
It sounds like they were all waiting around.
And, you know, I'll tell you who is super upset about this scene. His name is Luke, and he's living somewhere with a very big beard and chopping wood and making rings.
Seriously.
And he was watching this, and he was saying, casserole, do you mean a hot dish?
Yeah.
Because it's called the hot dish, not a casserole. You know, you don't need to dumb it down for us here in America.
You don't
have to be like, hey, I'm going to make a casserole just so Ronnie understands. I know what a hot dish is, West. Okay, just call it a hot dish.
It's so funny because I woke up this morning and the first thing I went onto Instagram and the first thing that popped up is the chef Sola Wiley. And she's from like the New York Times. And she posted a video of making a Minnesota hot dish with tater tots. Isn't that crazy? Just like, I guess that's the vibe of this morning for me. And then Dom made tater tots and I had some. Whoa. What's happening?
Whoa.
Whoa. So many connections. I'm just connecting all the dots, guys. Follow the breadcrumbs.
Well, you know, it's important to read the signs. Casserole.
Casserole.
Something hot toddies. And I mean, not hot toddies. What'd you call them?
Hot dish.
No, But
tater tots.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, he made a casserole, and Carl's like, "Well, are you making the casserole? Oh, wow, oh.
Really in the mix. I wouldn't have known this had I lived upstairs, but now I know. I'm the first one in the house to know there's a casserole being made. Yes. Wow."
Then we go back to Bailey and Levi, and Levi's like, "Guess who I saw on Raya yesterday? Ben. I saw Ben on Raya." And she's like, "Oh my God, Ben, our Ben, my husband Ben." She goes, "Yeah, we didn't match."
And Bailey is like, "Well, I got to sit on his lap in the car ride home. There wasn't enough spaces, and I was like, I could always sit on Ben's lap." And then he was like, "Yeah, get over here." And I was like, he was the hottest man ever. I'm pretty sure we're in love now, so it's gonna be pretty amazing.
Ben's cute and everything, but I think they're overreacting. I think they're acting I think everybody on this cast and the world is overreacting. I mean, he's a very good looking, you know, guy, but I mean, kind of in a scarecrow way. I don't know. It's like he's cute and everything. I just think that we're giving a standing ovation to a tracked song.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like he's attractive, but they're acting. I feel like there have been more attractive people in the world. You know,
it's just a lot of lauding and, you know, he's cute and everything, but I don't know. It's like, I don't know, maybe because the Olympics are on. So I'm thinking of everything as scoring, you know, I'm like, well, it's a couple points away from a gold, but you know, who am I to say? And I also think that it's because today, if we were looking at this like Olympic scoring today, we saw Ben putting on clothes, but they didn't show his butt. So I'm wondering if it's just like seeing his underwear, maybe that lowered the score. But, you know.
Well, let's be honest, because the Olympics are on, we've had 2 weeks of images of speed skaters with legs like tree trunks and booties like a hot dog cart, you know? And so when we see Ben, I'm like, where's the rest of his leg and butt? where are his speed skater legs and butt?
The Why Olympics, can't I put like where every other mediocre person in America becomes an expert on excellence.
Yeah. I'm like, why can't I put like a soft drink on your butt right now? Like I could a speed skaters.
Yeah. So we go back to the kitchen, West and Carl making their casserole, and people come in. Mia's shocked that someone is cooking. And she's like, oh shit. I just realized, oh my God, I think I left blue cheese in my purse. Girl, we have all been there.
Yeah. We see a flashback to the previous night, and they were all hanging out, and she probably drunkenly was like, guys, I'm going to put some blue cheese in my purse and we can enjoy some blue cheese at the club. She's probably thinking, I'll bring a little bit of the charcuterie, right? Like a little bit of our cheese board to the club, and this will be a great idea.
No, it's the blue cheese olives, because they wanted them in their
blue
drinks.
Oh, the blue cheese olives.
Yeah, they wanted to put them in their drinks. Well, yeah. And so the bar didn't have it, so they're going to bring some blue cheese olives from their house, which I say, write a note to the manager and say, hey, would you mind carrying blue cheese olives?
Also, next time, use a Ziploc. I think she'd like put the blue cheese olives into like saran wrap or like into foil, whatever. It was a loosely formed packet. And I feel like if you're going to have sort of wet, dairy laden olives, you're going to need to use a Ziploc.
Yeah. So Carl's like, oh my God, what is that? Blue cheese. Oh my God.
It's inside your purse. Why is there blue cheese in your purse?
She's like, oh my God. Now my purse smells like blue cheese. God. Oh, God. So she's really upset because she's ruined her purse with blue cheese. I mean, I get it.
That's tough. It's a tough break, you know?
Yeah. So Jesse comes in. Jesse's mouth comes in. Basically, it's all I see. He's like, hey. Hugs everybody. And Carl's like, oh,
trying a new look. It's just my underwear.
Yeah. Carl, 14.0, just wearing underwear for breakfast. Ha. Wes is like, did you work out, guys? And Jesse says he went for a walk, and he's like, yeah, it was great. By the way, how do we ensure that this breakfast is good? Which is his way of saying, Wes doesn't know how to cook. What are we going to do to make sure that this is edible? And Wes is like, no, don't worry. No, it's fine. I can make it. He's like, look, if I'm involved, it'll be good. Don't worry. And Carl, thank you very much. So they're like, okay, whatever.
No, and then actually, over that's the other not area, how he answers. He says, how are we going to make sure this breakfast is good? And West is like, you don't have to have any. That's how you answer. You see? Because West is now defensive because he's cooking. And that's what happens. You start cooking and then unappreciative people who don't cook come in here and start giving you shit. Don't eat my fucking casserole then, sir. Guess what you're getting for breakfast? A blue cheese olive with some lipstick on it. Fuck out of here, that's Jesse correct. Solomon. Mouth.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
KJ is still sleeping. And they're all like, wow, he's still sleeping. And people are just slowly arriving into the kitchen, slowly one after another for many, many minutes. And then we see Jesse, Sierra, and Amanda. They go to the bed to do some gossiping. And Amanda's asking how their night was. Sierra says it was really good. And she's asking what do they all think about Mia? Because Mia just arrived on the show last week. And Jesse's like, I really love her aura. She just gives off like a great energy. And then like cuts to Mia just like laying on the sofa while everyone else is cooking and making breakfast.
Yeah. She's like, wow, the breakfast smells good, Wes, but it takes a really long time. But, you know, it smells good, but it's taking a really long time. It's like, I love her energy. I love her shaming West about the timing of his breakfast. So yeah. He's like, you know, Jesse back in bed is, by the way, this whole Jesse being a bed bug thing now, I'm not into, and he needs to stop it. I'm not buying Jesse's whole like, ooh, smiling. And I'm just one of the girls now. You're trying to fuck one of the girls, okay? You're not allowed to be a bed bug if you're trying to fuck one of the people in the bed. This is to gossip and talk shit about people, not to try and get laid, Jesse.
Yeah. 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 Jesse, like, they're letting him be an honorary bed bug just because there's no other options and it's good to have three, but it's not a natural combo, you know? So he's saying that he thinks that she's really nice. And he's like, sometimes girls are so mean to like be flirty and fun. But I'm just like, how about try being nice? I give lots of compliments. I'm just Jesse. I'm nice. And they're like, you do, Jesse. You're so great. And in the kitchen, Levi, Bailey, and Ben and Cage are hanging out. And Levi, you know, Levi's not really getting a lot of screen time, I'd like to add. I feel like we don't have much more time with Levi. Do you sort of feel like there's this new girl, Dara, who appeared this episode, who is going to start taking over Levi's position in the house? Because I like Levi, and I feel like we don't get a lot of her. And what we have gotten, I've really enjoyed. But she's barely in the episode now. And then suddenly there's a new person, and I'm like, she's in danger. She's in danger of going back to a life where she can be productive and not have her entire reputation ruined because it's on a TV show for the rest of her life.
Yeah, well, Summer House always has those people who don't really make an impression. They're just there for a minute. Or they don't make an impression and they're there for 9 years, like Danielle. You know, there's like some people who are just like ensemble and they're just there to be like, oh my God, guess who I saw on Raya? And then that's their only line for the day. Yeah. I will say that the new girl is definitely a presence, you know?
Yeah,
she comes on, it's like, whoa, like it comes to life suddenly.
Comes to life.
Yeah,
she's going to
do well.
She's basically like figuratively sleeping downstairs now. She's in the mix.
She's in the mix. She found some common ground.
So they come back down for breakfast and back to the bed bugs. Amanda's like, what time did you go to bed, Sierra? It's like, oh, 3:30. And then Wes and Kyle were on the floor and I made everybody go to bed. I was like, you go to bed. Go to bed. And Jesse's like, well, you know, Wes would do whatever you said last night. He's like holding five drinks. He's like, yo, take a picture of me. Like when Sierra tells me to get a drink, I'll do whatever she says. Yeah.
And then Sierra's like, well, everyone's trained so well in this house now. And Amanda's like, yeah, they know better. And Jesse says, not everyone, meaning Kyle. He goes, Wes was like really pumped about you guys being like a little friendly last night, by the way, Sierra, right? And she's like, well, what did you say? He goes, well, I think he just was, it was just like, nice to see you guys getting along. And it's so good that now that your relationship is repaired, I'm going to come right in and try to steal you away from him. Okay.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you know, if Jesse just liked Sierra and wanted to go for Sierra, I mean, who can stop him? Wes didn't really date Sierra that long. I mean, I don't think it was really that deep, but it's the fact that he keeps every single episode and the entire episode of every single episode so far out of four episodes, it's been Jesse gassing Wes up to Sierra. It's like he's every single episode, like, you forgive Wes, you would like West, yeah, look at West is looking at you, West got animals for you, West is into you, West wants you, do you want West, you're gonna go back for, like, he's trying to gas up West for Sierra just so he can come in and try and compete with West. And it's just so him, it's so gross, he's such a douche.
Yeah, but he also seems to have more game than West as well, because he immediately manages to put his head right on Sierra's chest. It's like, wow, he really is laying the groundwork. I mean, the funny part is,
I don't know that that's game.
Well, he's flirting. He's got his flirt game on. And I will say that, by the way, I agree with everything you said, by the way, first and foremost. Second of all,
It's my favorite song. Play it again.
Yeah. But second of all, what's so funny is that later in the episode, he's going to be like, I think he sort of asks Wes permission, or basically tells Wes, I'm going to go for Sierra. But the truth is that it's already in the process, as evidenced by his flirtatious, you know, actions right here, just putting his face on her chest and everything. And Amanda's like, wow, it's like a little pillow. And he's like, it's a big pillow. You know, if Wes were just like ready to settle down, and Sierra would be a great match for him, and he's just not ready. And we differ in that sense. I'm very clear that I want to find someone that I can spend the rest of my life with, but Wes is just like chilling, and that's just not what Sierra's looking for. Like, since when do you want to settle down? I think that maybe you like the idea of like how that could make you look, but there's been nothing in the history of Jesse, in the way that Jesse has moved, that seems to suggest that he is ready to settle down whatsoever. Last year, when he was playing house with Lexi, he still managed to put his toe into a threesome and spoil that situation. So I don't know where his I'm like the mature option, I'm the start a family option. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, no one who's like coming out with like recording into their voice notes and then putting it out on Spotify, I think, is ready for like marriage. I just think that's like a number one sign that you're not ready. I think he's just saying things to get the audience on his side. He's just being like, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking for dating. He's so phony to me. He's just like he's like an audience ass kisser. And I don't buy anything from this guy.
Well, it's fuckboy language. He's just like, I just want to be I just want to settle down. I'm looking for the right one. This is all I want. I'm a nice guy. So, breakfast is ready. Casserole. Ha, come on downstairs. Get in the mix. It's a casserole mix. Ha, everyone sit down.
Yeah. And so Wes is like, guys, thanks for being patient. Sorry that it took so long. It's just that I'm a boy trying to make a casserole. Oh, I simplified the name, though, so I hope that works.
So Bailey's like, this is redneck quiche. He's like, yeah, redneck quiche. That's fair. Oh, okay. So they all sit down and start serving themselves. And this is where Amanda's like, I just feel like I'm giving slop at the jailhouse. And then Jesse's like, yeah, we're in the jailhouse now. And they all
you want to explain what casserole is, man? Like, not everybody knows what casserole is. He's like, it's just a bunch of shit that's baked together.
Okay. You don't know what a casserole is.
Okay, well, you know, while we have everyone, like before everyone gets out of here, you know, Thursday we're going to do an Australian-themed singles bash, you know, because all the boys talked and Ben said that he's ready to find love. So he was like, getting warmer. Okay, you're cold. Why is he walking outside? Why? Where's he going?
Yeah, apparently there's like, it just seems like wherever he goes, he just can't find anyone who'd be as interested in him as he'd be in them at all whatsoever. I'm like literally right here. I'm right here. Yeah, we wouldn't even have this mixer if there were someone in this house who shows any interest in Ben. Is there anyone? Raise your hands if you're interested in Ben. Anyone? No?
He's just looking for a woman who won't waste a salad at Fresh Greens by throwing it on the ground while she's getting dumped. She's like, wait a minute. So, Bailey announces that she was not going to eat this.
But now I'm trying it because I saw how much love you put into it, West. Let me taste it. Wow. Turns out love doesn't taste good. But thanks.
Thanks for trying.
That was a good breakfast.
Holes are really good. There's a reason why I always go to Sweet Greens. Okay. So then they're putting together the singles thing because Ben has been unlucky in love. And so they're going to try to find someone for Ben to fall in love with. So, I'm really glad they're doing this for Ben because I just feel like hot Australian men they need a leg up in life, you know? Someone needs to give them an assist.
Well, I'm ready to be in a relationship long term. So when I meet someone and I get a good connection and the energies are really good, then I'll give it a good shot, right? And for the rest of this episode, I'm just going to let my butt speak for me. Thank you very much. And Jess is like, oh my God, I can't even imagine a girl saying no to you. What the heck? So West is saying, yeah, I mean, in theory, this party is just to get badass, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And then maybe West can like pick up some of the scraps. So then everyone starts to pack to leave, and Levi is, she lost her Dolce & Gabbana heel. So she, no, she does contribute to this episode because she says, oh my God, I lost the Dolce & Gabbana heel. And Bailey goes, that's one of my favorite shoes that you own. You need to find that. She goes, oh, I found it. So really beautiful three act structure to her storyline this week.
Levi really needs to learn how to pace her storylines.
Yeah.
Spread them out.
And then Kyle and Amanda, Kyle's like, Amanda, I'm sorry for yesterday. I don't know. I don't think I'm good. And I even like these last two nights, the drunkest I've been in a year. And she goes, that's not true, but okay. I'm not even getting into like the drinking of it all. Like, I'm just more concerned. You seem to blame everything on me and you have so many other things in your life going on.
Yeah, you never even asked me about my life. Like, you don't ask me anything. Like, you don't have a clue what's going on in my life.
Yeah, she does. You're drunk every day and DJing at clubs till 6 in the morning. Like, she knows. Yeah. Is there something deeper to it than that? So she's like, well, we're partners and I just view things differently. It's like, well, that's the thing. I don't feel like it. Well, when I say you're my best friend when I talk about you. You know, when something exciting happens with me, then I can't wait to tell you. So, like, I tell you, I don't wait for you to ask me about it. Like, if something interesting happens or it's difficult, you have to tell me, you know? Like, when you're stressed, I ask if you're okay. And then you make it sound like I'm a terrible person. Like, I never do this and I always do this and that hasn't happened and this hasn't happened.
Amanda, I'm not sitting here making stuff up. You are. And if you're like that miserable with me, then like, I just don't get it. And he's like, well, that wasn't my intention. I don't think I'm in a bit of a, I'm just not in a great place, you know? Sorry. I hope we can turn a corner, you know?
Yeah.
You won't. There's only so many corners in the square. And you've reached the last one, unfortunately.
So it's time to go home. We get some city, which I like. I like some episodes with some city. Because remember when there were like years that they were like, let's just not show them in the city anymore. No, I want to see them in the city. I will say, I think this show could use more people with jobs because I don't think anybody does anything anymore except work on this show. And I used to really like when they would go to the city and they had jobs and we would see, what's her face? Crazy face, Lindsay. We would see Lindsay like working on her PR stuff and be like, oh my God, I'm working on a taco contract. And the whole season, you're like, oh my God, is she going to get the taco contract? And then she's like, I got the taco contract. I got it. I really like that. Yeah. I need more of that.
I miss the days of Lindsay moving her entire fleet of interns into the shared apartment with Christina Gibson. And Christina's sitting there trying to do her work while there was like five girls being like, oh my God, should we like talk about the campaign for like Dunkin' Donuts? Like, yeah, let's talk about the Dunkin' Donuts campaign. Oh my God, let's totally talk about it. And Christina was like, this is a shared space.
I'm sorry, but I've got people trying to reinvent the taco. So deal with it.
It's like, ah.
Pizza bitch.
So good. Pizza bitch. So they all go back to the city and Ben works out. So that's something. And Sierra and Mia take Mia's dog for a walk. And I love Mia's dog because it just lies there on the sidewalk. It's like, yeah, I'm not moving. And it's a little dog too. I'm used to big dogs doing that. But the little dog was like, nah.
The dog was, no, it was not happy about it. And then it's Thursday and Wes and Jesse show up to the singles bash. And so people arrive, Bailey and Levi. Everyone says hello. Ben shows up with his friends and Wes is like, you think an Australian guy with blue eyes needs a fucking singles cocktail mixer? No, it's for me. No, I'm kidding. It's for me. And I said it's for Ben. See, I knew it. And so then Lindsay, everyone shows up. And this is Lindsay's first proper group scene with the whole gang. And so everyone's like, whoa, Lindsay, look hot. Yes, I'm a MILF. So everyone hugs her and says hi to her. They introduce Lindsay to Ben. And Wes is like, yeah, this is Ben, if you can't tell. He's Australian.
Oh, no. Did the Australian say no? No. I saw it on TikTok. Nar.
And he's like, yes, I get it. He's like, yeah, he's single, but he's looking for love. And like, you know what? I just figured maybe we could do like a mixer.
Oh, you're looking for love?
And he's like, yeah, I'm lonely.
Oh, well, really? Do you think you're going to find love this summer? Have you ever heard of tacos? They're sort of a big deal on my resume.
having a family and having a baby, that's always been my ultimate goal. And I have that now. So, like, the pressure's off. Like, no longer am I looking for the one. I'm not choosing the wrong guy because I'm, like, up against the biological clock. I get to fuck around and find out and maybe get a sandwich out of it. So, with a condom, of course. So, if a guy with blonde hair, blue eyes, and from Australia falls in my lap, right?
So, now, Sierra arrives and Jesse's like, oh, I'm going to try now. Then we go to Bailey talking to a guy and she's like,
I've been single for 2 years. I thought it was going to fall in my lap. I was like, I've always had a boyfriend. Like, obviously what'll like find me, but like it does, if it doesn't. And you know, like I'm 2 years deep and I'm still waiting for it to fall. It's a drought. It's basically a drought. You know, I've seen most of these men on Bumble and Hinge before. And you know, New York dating scene is just like so small.
Oh my gosh, girl. New York dating, there's like 12 million people in New York. Isn't that one of the biggest dating scenes in the world?
Maybe adjust your filters a little bit. Just going to say that right now. Also, like, maybe not a great move is be like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Bailey. I've been single for 2 years and I thought a boyfriend would just fall into my lap, but hasn't yet. So are you the one? Did you fall in my lap?
So
she's like, well, your soulmate could be just walking by. Like, maybe it's a Calvin Klein model with an Australian accent. You never know.
Got to Ben just like walking past Bailey without even noticing that she's there. He puts like a drink on her head. It's like, oh, thank God they got a table here. So then we see Lindsay giving Sierra spicy margarita with
it's an eco-friendly straw.
And people are arriving. So Levi is like, wow, I can't believe you just had a baby.
Yeah, your bod is banging. Thank you.
And then Amanda's like, everyone in the house is single but me and Kyle and Mia. Have you met Mia? Kyle. And then Mia comes in and meets. Everyone's kind of coming in and like kissing the ring of Lindsay to be like, we are the new cast members. Thank you for having us on your television show.
Yeah. So they're asking me about her relationship and all that good stuff. And then Carl comes up to Wes and Jesse. And Wes is like, did you bring two hot chicks and a bro? I mean, come on, we're all supposed to bring people. And he's like, the summer house Carl is upon us. That's right. They're like, wow, the self-proclaimed summer of Carl. SOC. Yeah, summer of Carl.
You know what SOC stands for? Oh, in the mix. Oh, sort of weird, but it does. Oh. So then they're asking.
It's so Carl to be like, oh my God, it's going to be the most amazing summer. I'm calling it sock.
Yeah, sock. I feel like also the last person who had a summer of was Lindsay. Isn't that always Lindsay, summer of Lindsay? Of course, Carl would steal summer of Lindsay and turn it into summer of Carl. But
it's always going to be a little uncomfortable in certain settings seeing Lindsay because, being friendly and cordial, like, that isn't the best course of action. But, like, I'm not sure. Like, do I say something? Do I let it happen organically? I mean, she's not interested in, like, hugging, so that's fine. But, I mean, I don't know. What should I do? I'm just, like, going with the flow. And by going with the flow, I mean, I'm just going to stand here hunched behind this bar until she leaves. Summer Carl, suck.
Huh. I know she's not interested in hugging, but like, God, what I would do for a Hub House hug. Oh, harder, tighter. Yeah. Oh, Hub House hug. Yeah.
And then enters Dara, an influencer. Dun, dun, dun. And she comes right up to West and she's like, hey, it's me, Dara. He's like, he says that he was seeing Dara when he got laid off and she was super supportive and a lovely friend, but is not going to date a jobless loser. With stupid broccoli hair, like he's in the 12th grade. So she dumped him.
Yeah.
But they stayed friends and she's dope. And, you know, he's like, it's so weird that people want to like hate all their exes, you know, like, I mean, they're cool and they're hot. They can loan you $20 when you're unemployed. I mean, I don't hate any of them. I don't hate any of them.
So Dara's like, I guess happy Australian party. What the fuck is this? Am I right, guys? Am I right? Ben's like, yeah, I mean, I think that we're workshopping this whole idea. Oh, my God, workshopping? Okay, is that like an Australian thing? Oh, my God, can I come sit with you guys? Move out of the way. I'm sitting. Dara is here.
So Lindsay is talking to the girls, getting the tea, and Jesse joins them. And she's like, I want someone to fill me in on what I missed last weekend. In other words, I'm the tea. And so they're talking about how they went out and partied. And Jesse's like, yeah, you know, like, it's really crazy. Like, it changes the energy with you guys coming out. It's like 11 out of 10 hanging out with us. You know, everyone's looking at us. And Sierra's like, what? What is he talking about? And Lindsay's like, I don't know. I just tune him out sometimes. All I hear is mouth.
Yeah, just nod and smile.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Lindsay turns to Jesse and she's like, well, you're single. Have you met anyone? Are you kissed anyone? He's like, no, I haven't done anything with anyone in the house yet. And Amanda's like, in the house. And then Mia suddenly, everyone's sitting down. So Mia comes by with like, she starts drinking a glass with a spoon and she's like, everyone, we are at a singles event. And not that I am. Of course, I found a boyfriend, so which makes me a little bit more superior than all of you guys. But we're here and we're all sitting down and I need you all to get up, okay? Because you two know each other. You two, okay, you guys have to start standing up. I like that she's like, why is everyone sitting at this? If I have to come to a stupid singles event, you all better mingle because this is stupid that we're all sitting here on benches.
And Ben and Lindsay are chatting and he's like, they have just so much fun. I'll get along with everyone. She's like, oh, so you're bad TV. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least you're hot. And Bailey sees them and she's like, oh my God, look at Lindsay and Ben. I mean, that could be great. You know, they would make hot babies. I mean, I'm really happy for her. This is going great for her. Good for Lindsay. So happy for her. Wow. Already found love in a baby. Still needs to take a man off the market. Good for her. Love that for her. Love that for her.
Amanda says, well, I know Lindsay's face and she can't understand what he's saying right now. And Lindsay's like, She's like, what's a wallaby? What's a Sheila? What's a didgeridoo?
I'm sorry, but really the only word I know is gnar.
And he's saying, well, I heard little bits and pieces from Carl. She's like,
Kyle or Carl?
Carl.
Kyle or Carl? Really don't know what you're saying. Can we get an interpreter over here? Thank you.
So tell me about your life. What do you do? She's like, well, I was a publicist for the majority of my life. Like, literally, I came out of the womb and I was doing a press release. And then, but now I'm a former publicist, Karen MILF. That's what I do.
Love it. Love that. Love that for you.
I love that she says she was a publicist for the majority of her life. That is, I don't know why that's so funny to me.
It started like, in preschool.
Yeah, like if she started in PR at age 22 and now she's like 36, like I guess maybe that's still not quite the. It's just like when you say majority of her life, it's like she truly is an Olympian. You know, like at age 5, they were pulled out of school and had to be homeschooled so that way they could go into a special program to learn how to do the parallel bars. Except for Lindsay, it was like media alerts.
Yeah,
I'm on an Olympic track.
She went to a normal school, but she had everybody convert over to Singapore math because she was that into it. She just always showed that PR streak.
Yeah, she was really good at just swaying the narrative at school.
They're like, the stock in Capri Suns went up 90% when Lindsay was in our preschool.
Media alert, the cafeteria will be serving orange juice today. Thank you very much.
So Bailey's like, wow, yeah, look at that. Bailey's saying, oh my God, if that man touched me, I would not know what to do with myself. I would faint. Like, he's the most beautiful man I've ever seen. He's like Thor. Like,
he's not like Thor,
but you're just making things Bailey up in your head now. He's like if a scarecrow was playing Hugh Grant in something. And it's like, has nobody else noticed that he goes swimming every morning and then he comes back in with a little towel wrapped around his abs? Has anybody else seen it? Amanda's like, no. You liar, Amanda.
And then Bailey goes, well, I mean, so does West, but it doesn't hit the same. And we see like side-by-side footage of Ben getting out of the pool and West getting out of the pool. And you're right, it does not hit quite the same way. So Amanda's like, well, you got to lay the groundwork. You know, you got to like build that friendship, have that banter. Let him know that you're interested. Okay, great. I will lay the groundwork. I will walk by him and not say anything and hope that he notices me. Give me 1 second.
I'm sure that he doesn't notice that she's interested. I mean, come on. We're talking about Bailey. What kind of advice is this? You're going to get a restraining order put on this girl.
It's like, you know what he really needs to know? That you're interested. He knows. We all know. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I would giggle. I'd be like, oh, he's better suited for someone else. It's like too good. Like, I don't also hate him and Lindsay right now. I feel like that's like kind of a stunning couple right there. And Mia's like, no, we're trying to talk about you and him. They're like, stop.
stop putting them onto Lindsay. You can do it. She's like, okay. I mean, I'm outgoing. I'm not, but I'm not at the same time. I'm like outgoing, but ingoing. I'm kind of like, you know, when you go to an office and there's like a lady there who has like two trays and one says outgoing mail and ingoing mail. That's me. I'm the desk. I'm just a desk in a relationship and you can put things on me and that's fine. And I'll be okay. And you can just walk by and you'll never notice me because I'm a desk. What are we talking about again?
So she's like, well, you know, it's hard for me because I was in a relationship with someone who is constantly telling me that I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. People don't like me. You know, I look fat. I need to watch my calories. And I was like, oh my God, did you date my mother?
Well,
I'm texting my mom. Is there some history here you haven't shared?
Look, I'm not saying this for sympathy. I just want you to be sympathetic towards me. And, you know, that's how I told, you know, Levi. I said it's being in this situation, being in this house and, like, going into a new group of friends. I just had to remind myself multiple times that you're, like, you're being paranoid. And, like, people don't hate you. Well, everyone around her is, like, falling asleep. They're like, okay, this has been a bit of an overshare. We're just at a mixer now. We're going to go over there.
The newbies are so free with their feelings. Everyone else is like, why are you still talking?
Okay, well, here's today's insecurity. And, you know, after my breakup, I was afraid of men. Like, because I see the pain they're going to cause me a month from now or 2 years from now. I'm just going to end up crying over you. So before they even talk to me, I'm like, save it, cancel it, whatever. I'm just done. I mean, I'm well aware that that's fully fucked up and I have a million issues and I'm working on them. Just give me some time. Oh, where'd everybody go? I'm talking to a table tent. So
then Amanda and Wes are sitting and Amanda's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm coming to make sure you're good as a non-single. And she's like, I just feel better than everyone. He's like, really? Yeah, because I'm in the perfect relationship with the love of my life and there's no issues whatsoever. Are you having fun? Wait, who's that girl? Did you bring her that girl? Who's that one? Hi, I'm Dara. Oh, I guess her name is Dara. Yeah, her name is Dara. We flinged. Oh, what does that mean? Well, we hooked up for a bit and then like a year ago, but like way before I met you and like, and like then like we had a faraway relationship.
So you invited a girl that you used to hook up with for Ben? He's like, I think like I'm just like not bringing her in here to fucking bang her in front of you guys. I mean, that's not my intention. God.
I'm just a little boy who makes casseroles. So he tells us the progress from last summer to this summer with him and Sierra is like, it's there. And they're back to like a flirty and fun place and everything is cool. And he's like, I would never fuck with that. Despite how messy this relationship has been, there are still boundaries that we both try to like hold and just respect with each other. And it's just like super important to keep, you know, our little family like together, you know?
So now it's July 18th and we're back at the Hamptons. And Kyle comes in. It takes 6 hours to get there. How did I never realize? I thought it took like 3 hours to get there. How are you going to go somewhere where you have to drive 6 hours? Oh, okay.
He drove from New Hampshire. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was his family reunion. I should have kept paying attention. I was like, 6 hours? I'm out of this show. That's painful. How long is the drive from NYC to Hamptons? Let's see. It is... Oh, it's like a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
I got very upset with the Hamptons. It's like, fuck that place. I hate that place now. So, like, yeah, you know, I went to a family reunion. I got a DJ gig on the beach. And by gig, I mean, yeah, I was on the beach and my mom was there swinging around her bra and saying, you go, kid. So that was fun. And, you know, sold out show, 800 people. And there was a little frustration on my part that Amanda wasn't coming, but I don't know. I just feel like neither one of us wants to have another weekend like last weekend. So I'm going to come in on a clean slate then. Now it's 7:01 p.m. and Carl, KJ, and Sierra arrive. God, they almost made it there at 7, but it was one minute later. So Sierra's like, yeah, I'm easy to please, but I'm not carrying my bags. So someone else do it. And Lindsay comes this time. And she's with Bailey, and they're chatting and stuff. And, you know, it's Summer House coming back, so it's 20 minutes of hellos. And Lindsay's like, Carl's, like, not at the top of my mind, all right? Like, I'd love to sit here and be like, oh, my God, I wonder how it's going to be with Carl this year in the same house. But, like, I don't give a fuck. I broke up with that guy, and, like, whatever. I gave it up. Like, I really, truly do not think of that man unless I see a brick and mortar store and I just slowly mumble to myself, failure, as I pass by. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not even thinking about me, even though it's the summer of Carl. Oh, I'm in the mix, though, so you should probably think about me a little bit more. I'm here. New Carl.
Kyle and Amanda. Kyle's sitting there working, by the way. And by working, I mean, he's like doing, he's bopping his head to music. He's like, yeah, that's going to be a good one. Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? Oh, wait, hold on. Brick house. She's a brick house. Yeah, nailed it. Amanda's like, oh, wow, you made it, Kyle. Are you prepping for tonight? And she's like putting her hair over his face and trying to be flirting. He's like, I'm trying, all right? She's like, you didn't even comment on my hair, Kyle. He's like, oh, actually, I didn't comment on it either. Sorry about that. It is good, though. Great hair.
Yeah, it's really in the mix.
Was that fun-loving sounding? Because this is the year of sock.
Yeah, it's a sock year, which is funny because I don't wear socks at breakfast anymore. Just Carl 14.0, just underwear only, no socks.
So Amanda says that it's been a rough summer for her and Kyle, but she feels like if we're going to move forward and figure this out, they need to focus on the positives and do whatever it takes to have a good time. So as long as no one else ruins it for her, she'll be staying positive this weekend. Cut to her saying, you didn't even say anything about my hair. So Amanda, that is like, I guess, as positive as Amanda can get. It looks good. So then,
I've got some positive news. There's a Milmubtpica in the house. Mom, you'd like to fuck while she makes an upside down pineapple gang? Because I'm making an upside down pineapple gang because it's Lindsay. It's the summer of upside down pineapple gang.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing. It's kind of my thing. The way doing BR at 6 years old was kind of my thing on the playground. So I'm making my famous pineapple upside down gang.
They're like, okay, cool. The newbies have no idea about the significance of this cake. They're just like, okay, make your pineapple cake. That sounds great. And by the way, her timing on it is strange because she makes this whole cake, but I feel like they don't even touch it until like 3 a.m. But that's fine. Whatever. Kyle, Wes, Bailey, Jesse, and Sierra and Mia go outside. And Amanda goes to bed because she's feeling sick. And she's like hacking up along for the rest of the episode. She's like, and then... West is like, you're going to bed, but your boyfriend has a big performance. And Amanda's like, yeah, my boyfriend. Right, my boyfriend. So Sierra's sitting on the sofa. It's more like Sierra sits on the edge of the sofa that next to Jesse, even though there's a full seat for her next to West. She sits on the arm of the sofa next to Jesse, which is significant because he then says, funny that there's no open seat over there, but she chooses this.
Yeah. She's like, ha-ha. So then Ben and Lindsay are in the kitchen. She's like, do you cook? And he goes, I do. Breakfast. Or I'm handy on a barbecue sometimes. She's like, yeah, it's hard to get a read on Ben because, like, I don't know, like, on paper, like, he's a beautiful specimen of a man, but, like, is he flirting? Like, I have no idea. Do people flirt by talking about making breakfast? He's like, oh, I don't have any recipes, but there were a few things I could do okay. She's like, that's all that matters. You're really, really boring. So.
And then outside, Jesse is asking Kyle how long his set's going to be, and it's going to be like 2 hours, and they're like, geez. And Bailey goes, Billy Joel was 2 hours. It's just such a strange comp. It's like,
wow, that's as long as a Billy Joel concert.
Guys, he's pressing play on a machine. He's not sitting there at a piano for 2 hours. They're like, wow, 2 hours of playing other people's music? That is crazy. And so now they're getting ready, and Kyle and Amanda stay outside for a talk and say,
Kyle, how mad would you be if I didn't go, Kyle? He's like, I mean, I was really hoping we could rally. It's a really big deal for me, really huge. I'm going to be at Common Ground. That's a pretty big deal, man. If you've heard of it.
Somebody say Common Ground. It's a great place.
I was just thinking about it while I was training for the marathon this morning, after breakfast, where I was wearing socks. And so then Jesse and Sierra are flirting in the mirror and stuff. And they're both wearing cowboy hats. And Sierra's like, imagine this is like our engagement photos. And Jesse's like, I mean, Sierra is so hot and we're having such a nice time. And like last summer, she had just dated my best friend. So obviously I would never pursue it. But I'm just thinking like, maybe Sierra would be open to something with me now, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a shitty friend, I think. I do think this is a shitty, very shitty of him.
He's a shitty friend, and does he even really like Sierra? It's like you've had this whole year in between. Why is it now only at the house you want it?
Yeah.
Because he's there to compete with on TV. I just don't believe that he really even likes her. And it's also very, you know, like an old fashioned book where the guys discuss it.
Right.
Like, oh, can I go for her? Can I have her? Can I have her? I doubt that Sierra wants you, sir. Although I don't know. Sierra's not really known for her great taste in men. So I don't know. I mean, I root for Sierra, so I hope that she wouldn't be wanting him. But the track record's not great. So,
yeah, her track record is actually hideously terrible. Really beyond awful, 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 awful. So now the guys, the bros are just hanging out in the bedroom. And now we have a significant scene because they're all hanging out in that room with the two twin beds. And Jesse goes, hey, West, you don't care if I make out with Sierra, do you? He's like, is that in the works? He's like, I don't know, but like, I think if anything, it would be just like a drunken, you know, just for fun kind of thing. Like, I don't know, something like that.
The guys are horrified, like, by the way. All the guys are like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
just read their face. Read the room, sir. And KJ goes, yeah, that's wild. And Wes says, whatever. I mean, go on. I mean, I had like a month long relationship with this person. How dare you? So now everyone's getting ready. And Ben's wearing a bucket hat. Big moment.
Yeah.
And Bailey's like, you cannot wear that hat. I refuse to let you.
Dude, if you want a girl, like, you should definitely wear that hat.
Don't listen to him. He's trying to ugly up so he has less competition. Don't listen to him.
Ben's like, I feel like I'm hearing something about this hat, but I don't know where that noise is coming from. Is it from the oven? Who's talking to me right now?
It's me. It's Bailey. I'm one of your roommates.
Oh, well. Must be the house settling in.
And Amanda's like, I can't go, Kyle. I don't feel good. I think I need to stay home. He's like, all right, well, rest up. Don't be on your phone. That's what resting up is, being on your phone. How else do you rest up?
Seriously. So Kyle is like, he's like, well, we will be respectful when we come home, right? Everyone, we're going to be quiet for Amanda. And Kyle's like, oh, you better tell yourself that. Zing, ha. Oh, God, I love being able to joke around now that I'm in the mix. Oh.
So we see Kyle DJing. And coincidentally, it was 2 hours of Billy Joel music. Crazy.
It was just Pressure on repeat.
And they come home at 12:55 a.m., which is crazy because it's not like 12:57, which it could have been.
Yeah.
And yeah. Bailey's like, I need to get Jesse's cardboard cut out of my room. The mouth is too big. Can we put it in Sierra's bed? So now they do this like wacky cardboard cutout placement all over the house. Let's put the cardboard beds in each other, the cardboard stuff in each other's beds.
Yeah, they do this everywhere. And then Mia is like, Jesse, I don't want to see you in my bed. Never, ever, right? Because she walks in and sees Jesse in her bed. Because Sierra walks in and she like gets startled. Then she opens the front door. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. She sees a cutout. So they're all these, it's like wackiness with these cutouts. It goes on way too long. And then 4:06 a.m. specifically, in case you thought they were coming in at 4:05, you'd be waiting around another minute because they did not arrive until 4:06. It's Ben, Wes, KJ, and Jesse. They arrive home and Wes is like, I hate how the door works. It's so sad now. Which is true. I feel like we wanted that door to be fixed all season, but now that it works normally, it just sort of feels anticlimactic. Like I'm waiting like every single episode for the door to stop working, for it to like warp into awfulness again.
It's like the non-human, it's the non-sentient version of Carl. It's like the door got door 2.0 and now it's really boring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The door's sober now. So
the door got its shit together. Now we're like, okay, you're still on TV though. So make an effort.
The door's like, hey, I was thinking about opening up a brick and mortar store called Knobs. So
Kyle's like, oh, I know I'm two dimensional, but like, how are you not spooning me right now?
Because Ben has his arm around the cutout, Kyle. He's like, yeah,
how are you not like trying to get to third base with me?
Trials cut out, by the way, is aimed so that way it's eating Lindsay's upside down pineapple cake because everyone knows that Kyle eats carbs late at night.
So KJ's like, well, I can't believe Jesse asked about that shit. And Kyle says, what? And Wes is like, oh, yeah, Jesse approached me and said, I want to make out with Sierra. Do you think Sierra would be mad if she found out? Do you think that Sierra would be mad if she found out he said that? Probably, right? And he's like, well, I mean, the whole thing's just weird. I mean, I don't know about that. It's like, she would destroy him if she knew. She would destroy him.
So basically what the reading in between the lines, Wes will do the nuclear option if Jesse pursues this. He's going to be like, Wes is clearly going to go to Sierra and say, hey, Jesse's been saying this, treating you like an object that's passed around, right? And so I suspect Wes is going to bring it to Sierra. So Kyle's like, are they testing the waters? And it's like, well, I don't think he's there yet, which is like why I'm like, why would you bring it up to me, you know? It's like, well, that's your boy's ex-girlfriend. Yeah, it's not like it was a hookup. It's just like you guys were like dating and like that was like your girlfriend. Like, fuck all that, bro. Oh, God, it's crazy being raised around women, right, guys?
Yeah, I don't know if that was his girlfriend, but maybe I'm remembering it different. And Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, maybe it was a gray area, but like you guys did go through some shit. And Ben's like, yeah, I understand why people would have a crush on her. I mean, when I talk to her, I'm like, fuck, you're next level.
Me?
Who?
I've been here the whole time. I've been actually with you guys. I came back with you guys. I'm part of the 4:06 a.m. crew. You didn't realize I was here, but I've been here.
And Wes doesn't think that Sierra's going to go for it anyway. So he's like, whatever. So now it's 8:48 a.m. And Lindsay wakes up and she's like, oh, my God, Gemma, let's FaceTime. Oh, my God. Hi, it's your mommy. How are you doing? Did you get a contract today? I need you to be less lazy while mommy's away.
Can you show me your press releases you wrote today? Thank you.
Sierra and Mia are in bed and Mia's like, I had the weirdest dream. It was a spicy dream about John Hamm. And Sierra's like, ugh. Because we all know it probably was like really annoying, right? Because honestly, John Hamm outside of Mad Men is just not the same, right? He's so goofy. Just doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, I mean, he played such a good asshole on Mad Men and it was about an asshole. But
yeah,
I mean, it worked for Mad Men, but yeah, in other things, I don't.
He's just really been trying to be funny ever since. And I'm like, just please stop. Just go back to doing John Hamm characters.
Here's one thing I don't want to see John Hamm do. Smile. And he smiles. You know, like when they make him smile and things, I'm like, whoa, whoa, that's a different person. I don't want to see him smile.
Yeah. I want to see him moody and sullen.
Yeah.
And giving an ad pitch.
Yeah.
So that's my way of saying I can only imagine how that must have been for Mia to have that dream. So Sierra is like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable. She's like, yeah, it was uncomfortable. He kept on trying to do comedy bits during the dream. It was just not working.
Mm-hmm. Then we go to Kyle, Lindsay, and Bailey outside. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, I was like such a good hype girl yesterday. And Ben goes swimming. And Bailey's like, good day, mate. Good day, mate. Wow.
Hey, who let the Calvin Klein model in here, right, guys? So Sierra's asking Mia how she looks, and she's going to make a matcha. And then in the backyard, Lindsay's sitting next to Ben, and she's like, sorry. He's like, sorry for what?
I just accidentally, you know, touched
me?
Yeah, sorry.
My Bailey's this, like, I'm doing it again. Whoops, whoops. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I keep touching your arm.
How do you say arm in Australian?
Arm?
Ram?
Ram? Crocodile?
So Bailey is like, wow,
Lindsay, she could flirt with a rock. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They are literally just like in awe of her. I mean, she's just being herself and she's just so confident. I'm just like, wow, I aspire to be like this. Olympic status flirter.
So now Ben sees Kyle and he's like, are you mustaching it right now? Should I get on that train?
I'd like a hairy train. I really do. I feel like it makes people more manly. I mean, not Kyle, but you know, he is trying. So that's nice.
Well, all right. I'll grow a mustache then for the rest of the summer.
Oh, do you think I know how to flirt, by the way?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's, by the way, completely ignoring her. He's talking to everybody else. And she's kind of on the other couch. And she's like, do I know how to flirt? Hard. And he just kind of like looks back, but not looks back at her. He just turns his head enough to go, Yes. And then turns away.
It's like he's driving and he's like turning his head back to speak to someone in the back seat. He's like, yes, you're doing a great job with the flirting. Love your commentary about how you like a man with a mustache. Hmm. And then we see a flashback again of her being like, I like a hairy man. Hairy men are really hot. I like a hairy, sweaty man.
Hmm.
So Ben says, well, I think once or twice, maybe. Like, I think you can like turn it on when you want to. Like, you can definitely flirt if you try.
I have been trying.
Oh, well, I think you have potential to be an even better flirter.
She's like, okay, well, I'm just going to be a complete whore today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a whore.
Is this the flirting?
I'm not sure.
Tell everybody when I walk out, the village whore is here. The village whore has arrived. Am I flirting?
So Lindsay is like,
the village whore is here. Wow. Oh my God. She just called me a whore.
So Carl and KJ come back because they went running and they brought back food, guys. Yeah. So Carl's like, oh, guys, let's load up the cooler. You know why? Suck. I love hosting parties. I think Renaissance Fair is like one of the best themes we've ever come up with. So I'm going all out. Big motherfucking turkey legs, knight's armor, bales of hay. It has the opportunity to be literally the best party we've ever had. Ren Fair.
Yeah. I love that I came up with the idea of Ren Fair. What an original idea. Ha. So people are eating food and people are asking, Mia's asking how she can help with the party. Well, I think I just need like positive energy and enthusiasm, you know, some of Carl energy, oh, sock energy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, what time did you guys leave the club? And they're saying, oh, it was late. And she goes, well, I just remember, KJ, you had two girls sitting on your lap, which means that now we're going to get another KJ monologue about what it's like being torn between being a man whore and a non-man whore. Well, there's a part of me that's kind of enjoying it. Like, oh, bro, you got all these girls on your lap and you're surrounded. But then, like, my feminine side is like, this isn't right. Like, if my mom saw this, she'd be like, what are you doing? Like, who do you think you are? I'm just, like, trying not to be a lover boy. Feels very fraudulent. Like, okay, we're going to have to wrap up this storyline. It's not working for me. Like, KJ seems nice and lovely, but him debating, but like grappling between being a lover boy or a non-lover boy is just like really not doing it for me.
Yeah. So then Jesse is getting into bed with Sierra and Mia comes. And so first we see West and Lindsay in her room and she's like, is that my bestie, Westie? It rhymes. Is that how it was last night? And he's like, I was just mixing it up. Yeah, well, how are things going with Sierra? Well, good, but like, we got along, but then Jesse told me, do you care if I make out with Sierra? I'm really determined that somebody tells Sierra this, so maybe you can finally be the one to take this back to her because I've told everyone in the house and no one said anything. Help a brother out.
Yeah. So Lindsay's like,
wait, back it up? Jesse asked you? And like seriously? Like, where were you there? Are you there?
And KJ's like, yeah, I was there. It was really hard for me because I'm like, what would a lover boy do? And what would a non-lover boy do?
I didn't really think anything of it, but then Ben last night was like, that was the weirdest shit ever. Like, you know, it's weird timing. So like Ben said it.
Oh my God, Ben's hot.
Yeah, like a really hot guy said it. So must be really offensive. Wonder if he's going to tell Sierra. I hope no one tells her.
Yeah, that'd be terrible if someone told her and like ruined Jesse's chance to ever get with her. By the way, I was thinking about something. Do you think that KJ, his whole like lover boy thing, like, oh man, I really want to be a man slut, but then the side of me says, no, don't be a man slut. Do you think that Wes told him before the season, look, last season, Emeril basically got on the bad side of all the women in the house because he brought back too many women. And then the viewers didn't like him at all because of it. And they thought he was like really gross. So you can't bring in anyone home. So like maybe your story should be that like you want to bring people home, but you can't because you were like raised by like you have all sisters. Like, because I can totally imagine Wes telling that to KJ. KJ be like, okay, cool. I mean, that'll be my storyline.
It's a decent theory. I mean, at the very least, yeah, they're going for an anti-Emeril type thing where they go from like the biggest like man whore to someone who's like, I just can't. I'm addicted to respecting women.
I'm addicted.
There's my addiction.
I'm addicted to respecting my sisters and mother. Yeah.
It does seem a little heavy-handed. I mean, I didn't believe it at first. I just figure, no, that's a fuck boy. And he's just coming and he's laying down the groundwork like, I'm going to try to be a fuck boy because I'm normally not one. Wish me luck, guys.
But yeah.
I don't know. So Lindsay is saying,
like, well, we got the whole, like, he got this whole room of, like, single guys together to make sure that everyone knew that he wants to make out with her. I'm like, what the hell?
He's like, Lindsay, goddammit, sometimes you're so good. She goes, no, I mean, like, that was him calling dibs. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, I like that, like, Wes did not connect these dots. Or he did connect the dots, but he doesn't want to be the one to say it. So he's having Lindsay say it instead.
He did. He's just being a wuss. Instead of saying something to Jesse, he's going to go around complaining and being a victim to everybody else in the house so that they say something to Jesse or Sierra because he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty obvious that he was calling dibs. And Wes is like, wow, I didn't even think about that. So meanwhile, Sierra and Jesse are being flirtatious. The latest version of their flirtation is that they're spooning in bed and Sierra's baby talking to him. And he's like, I'm just trying not to get a boner. Oh, she's like, please don't.
You can call me King Solomon. Now we go back to the other group. And Wes is like, I don't even think that Sierra would do anything with him. She's like, I'm just like confused by like Jesse in general right now. And Wes is asking her what she thinks changed in him. She's like, like maybe he's catching like feelings for her.
So now they start setting up for the Renaissance party, which is fun. And Jesse has found a little toy piano. So he's like tinkering on it like a chicken on the Golden Girls. And he's making these little songs. And Amanda's like, write me a song, Jesse Solomon, which is actually quite close to a Billy Joel lyric. And Jesse's like, okay, her name was Amanda. She had something to say. She looks so good every single day. She's like, okay, well, that's better. That should be your next Spotify hit. Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I literally, like, I meet a girl and then I write a song about her for the next week and then immediately send her the file.
Jesse Solomon.
Yeah, that was one of the songs. Is that cringe?
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I did just write a song about, like, being in love with your best friend. It's so good, you know? I'm not saying who it's about. Secretly, I want you so bad. You're as shiny as a tiara. Just wish we could walk down the street holding hands with, not going to say the name. Not going to say the name, guys.
I love the smell of sea air. Ah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say who it is. So the producers are like, well, it's Sierra, right? And he's like, I'm not saying it's about Sierra. I may have a very secret homosexual love for West. Who knows? But she doesn't know.
So then we go to Lindsay and Bailey hanging out by the pool. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, did Carl steal Shrek's shoes again? We see Carl's Crocs, his green Crocs.
Yes. And Bailey's like, I like his bodega slides. He's got them on. I think he got them on sale. And Lindsay goes, yeah, I can tell.
So now Lindsay and Sierra are wearing inflatable riding horse costume thingies and they're sword fighting. And Amanda's like, this is the most you'll ever see me and Sierra fight. Ow, she popped my tit. Then Jesse and Wester are sharing a floaty in the pool. And Jesse's like, oh, there's a video of Sierra. It's like jokey flirty. And she replied to it like, oh.
Wes goes, oh, yeah. So that video of you guys in the car. So it's like all jokey. He's like, yeah, I think it is. I mean, we've always had a good friendship. And like, you know, she's hot. And we've just been like vibing and flirting, you know. And he's like, so you were asking permission? No, which is the nice thing to do, you know, like just in, you know, in case we got drunk and made out, like I didn't want it to be like weird, you know, bro.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I mean, I just want you to know, like I talked to the guys and they thought it was really, really weird. So like, I don't know. The guys thought it was weird.
This is kind of like a weird kind of pussy note from him. Like, just say that you think it's weird. You don't have, he's like afraid to say it. He's like, I spoke to like a lot of people and they all think it's weird. So I guess I think it's weird too, but I just want you to know everyone thinks it's weird. So it's not just me. So you can't get mad at me.
Yeah. But, well, you know what? It's been a really long time now and I made a rhyme with Sierra. So I don't know. I was like, well, I mean, just saying like the guys thought it was really weird. KJ and Ben both thought it was really weird. And Jesse does that thing where he gets mad, but he keeps his big, stupid, open smile. Yeah. And he's like,
his smile starts to slowly descend to like the upside down trapezoid. And so then West is like, yeah, I mean, Ben was like really bugged out, and he's like a celebrity, so we don't want to bug him out, you know? It's like, really? Like, yeah. I mean, like on paper, you ask your boy if you can like make out with his ex, but like, I think most people in my position would be like, would like call you like a weirdo or like a dickhead for asking, you know what I'm saying? Like some people would do that. Like, I don't know if I'm doing it, but like some would do it.
I mean, what should I have done? Just like not asked and not done it? I mean, like the fact that you dated her makes it like weirder, but it's not going to stop me. And Wes is like, Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know that West gets to call dibs on Sierra. There's only so many people allowed in the house, and I don't think you're allowed to do that in this. I get what he means that Jesse's supposed to be his best friend and stuff, but he's also kind of besties with Sierra, so I don't know. I don't know.
I think Jesse's also competitive, and I think that, you know, he alluded to it last year.
Well, I think ultimately, yeah, I think Jesse's a douchebag. I just think that West is kind of he's kind of getting off here, and everyone's going to go for Jesse as the douchebag, which Jesse is a douchebag. But I don't know. They're both kind of being gross. Like, I don't know that you really get to fight for Sierra either. You fucked her over. Like, you kind of gave up your rights to that.
You did fuck her over. And there's no future between you and Sierra. So there's that. And I think Jesse, what he alluded to last season was like, I was interested in Sierra also. It just so happened that like West called dibs on her first. So I never had a shot at her. So I feel like I want to have my shot at her. So that's where I think Jesse's coming from. And he's sort of coming from the Love Island school of, I'm just here to find love. And like, yeah, Fred would be great. But like, I've got to like look out for me. Cause like, that's what I'm here to do is to find love, which is not really a real life way to approach situations. But I think that's the kind of vibe he's putting in. Like, you had your shot. It didn't work out. It doesn't change anything between us, but now I want to take my shot. And, but it's just, life isn't really like that. I mean, it's your best friend and it's just a little weird.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens, everybody. Yeah, I don't know. I think if it's real, then try it on the off season and don't wait until the cameras start rolling again. And then you can, you know, build up Wes the entire time just to try and compete with him. He's very transparent in this whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's see what happens. All right, everybody. We will talk to you later. See some of you in Los Angeles this Friday night. If you want to be there, go get streaming tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.